Too often you overcomplicate things. And then you just keep yourself from actually starting anything. You overcomplicate a project at work. You overcomplicate that email that you're trying to send to a prospective client. You overcomplicate a gift that you're going to give to your wife. Now, yes, all of these things should take good thought and consideration, but you should not overcomplicate them. So I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to give you your actionable tip. If you find yourself struggling to start something because maybe it seems too complex, just pick three things that you can quickly do to start. Then, when you finish those three things, pick three more. And then rinse and repeat as needed. See, what you're going to do is you're going to force yourself to actually start. And once you have started, that momentum is just going to carry you all the way through it. One of the hardest parts about starting is actually starting. Starting something means that you actually have to do something. You have to take some sort of action or actions. It means that you have to step into the unknown because you don't know what to actually expect. You have to enter that uncomfortable unknown of what the outcome will be. You know, is it going to be successful? Is it going to fail? But you won't know until you actually start. Because the hardest part of starting is starting. And the longer you wait, the longer it's going to take.